Let us go before the Lord in prayer and asking God to open up our eyes to his word and ways, that we'll be able to receive the commandments of God into our hearts, and it changes our mind and our hearts, that we follow and obey God in all that he's instructed us to do. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's cover commanded by God as we are led by the inspiring teaching of the Holy Spirit tonight. See, many of us have served under some form of leadership of organization where things are not just things to be followed, but they are commands given that cannot be disobeyed. Maybe you have served in the military as I have, or some other organization where commands are given that are not to be questioned, but to be followed. So if we have such experience, then following the commandments of God should come a little bit easier for us. But if we've not had such an experience, then doing what is commanded by God may be a bit of a struggle. Whatever our experience is, following what is commanded by God is a challenge for us all. See, in the modern times we live in, we tend to do away with anything that we consider old or out of date. But as believers, we can never do away with the commandments of God. We can never do away with what has been commanded by God. God has spoken. He is Lord of Lords. He brings us out of darkness so we can live. We must follow the commandments of God. We must put them in our hearts and obey and not disobey God. We have to be careful about placing what we want and how we want to live above the commandments of God. We serve a jealous God who punishes those who continue in sin, but he shows mercy and love to those who love him and keep his commandments. See, God wants us to receive what he commanded into our hearts. Just as God called Moses before him, instructed Moses in his word and ways, we have to be willing to accept what God has commanded. We must be willing to go through whatever God requires so the commandments of God remain pure in us. We hold fast to them. See, the commandments of God were proclaimed in a loud voice so many can hear and understand and come to believe. God called the assembly before him on the mountain, speaking out of fire and a cloud of deep darkness. See, God wrote down his commandments for all to receive, for all to live by. And that includes you and I. Even in this generation, we still got to be living by the commandments of God. See, the commandments of God are not something we just written down in a book, or something that you and I pick up every few days, every once in a while. See, the commandments of God are given to place into our hearts and impress upon our children and spoke about them when we're at home, while we're socializing with others, and when we wake up in the morning. The commandments of God should be live. They should be on our lips. We should be thinking about them every day. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. The commandments of God are living and active and should be working in our lives so we have life, and they're instructing, they guide us, they help us through the hard situation. They get us through some things in life because we hold to the commandment of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 7 says, "These commandments I've given you today is for to be upon your heart, to press them upon your children, to talk about them when you're at home and when you're walking around on the road, when you lie down and when you get up. They need to be active and alive in you. The commandments of God needs to be the first thing you think about when you wake up and last thing you think about before you lay your head down. We have read and heard God's commandments. Then we know the conclusion of what is to come. We know that we must fear God and keep his commandments. God says that this is our lot in life. God will bring every deed into judgment, everything that's hidden, whether good or bad, it will be present. God is going to commend us before, or he's going to condemn us before it. So we have to be very careful of how we handle God's word. It says, anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teach others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of God. And whoever practices and teaches God's commandments will be called great in God's kingdom. So you and I got to understand that there's a level here that we're trying to reach and following God's command and keeping to what God has spoken, to put him up on our hearts and teach him to our children. See, the teachers of the law was debating about the commandments of God. They wanted to know which one of the commandments was more important to follow. Isn't that just like us? We don't want to do it all, Lord. Just tell me the couple of things I have to do and I'll pay attention to those. See, but then Christ had to teach them that the most important command is for us to love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. And the second most important commandment is for us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. See, the root of God's commandments is love, not punishment, not wrath. God doesn't want to carry out any of that. He wants us all to be saved. He shows mercy and kindness to us all. All we have to do is change our life and follow the commandments of God and follow God's Son. And God says, you will experience my love in your life if you just do as I command. I know what's best for you. Christ teaches us the commandments of God. He said, do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bring false testimony against your brothers and sisters to honor your father and mother. He said, there's only one thing good, and that is God himself. And if we want to honor God, we need to honor his commandments. And we have to work to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven and not all of this other stuff we're doing here on earth. For us to believe in the commandments of God, we have to develop patience and endurance so we're able to follow God's commandments. So we can remain faithful to God's commandments. See, it takes endurance because the world is teaching us some other things. See, everybody's trying to get us to do what the world is doing, but we need to be patient and hold on to the commandments of God. It will feed us. It will strengthen us. It will guide us. It will protect us. It will lead us in the way that Christ Jesus has walked. We'll be a follower of Christ. Commandments are rules that are not meant to be set aside. See, growing up, there was rules in my house that was not meant to be broken. It doesn't matter if my friends would not follow these rules. I could not break these rules. My friends knew the rules. They knew what my parents taught me. They tempted me all the time to try to get me to break these rules. And sometimes I stood my ground and other times I did not. But my parents held me accountable because they knew I knew the rules. They taught me those rules. And that's the way God is with us. He's going to hold us accountable because of what we know and what we don't know. See, the Lord made us a promise that if we obey his commandments, he will drive out our enemies. He will do wonders before our eyes. And others will see the awesome work that the Lord is doing in our lives because we hold to his statutes. We hold to his commandments. Christ Jesus came to tell us the truth so we have joy in him and our joy be complete. See, we must follow what he commands, to love each other as he has loved us. Christ says there's no greater love than for him to lay down his life for his friends. And we are his friends if we do what he commands. We have to put it into practice. We have to follow what God is telling us to, walk in the steps of Christ Jesus. The Lord commands those who are rich in this world to not be arrogant nor put their hope in their wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides everything we need for our enjoyment. God wants to, he wants the best for us. We got to understand the commandments of God is meant to help us. It's meant to bring us closer to God so God can show us favor. It's meant to bring us closer to God so we'll experience God's love and we'll show love to others. We got to see the goodness of God's command. Lord, command us to do good, to be rich in doing good deeds, to be generous and willing to share. The Lord says we have to do this. We're laying up a treasure for ourselves from the firm foundation that we'll be able to stand. And even when the people are coming against us, even when Christ Jesus comes back, see, all the good we've done in following God's commandment will be shown, that we'll be rewarded for being faithful in the commandments of God. We'll take hold of life that is truly life, God says. So we're commanded to have faith in God. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain for the things that we do not see. See, by faith, we understand the universal form as God commands. So that is, which is seen is not made out of that is, which is visible. But God has commanded these things to come into place. You and I got to see how powerful it is to follow the commandments of God. There's power in God's word. There's power in what God is saying. There's power in what God commands. There's no power in nobody else. All the power. Lord Jesus, all the power and authority has been given to Christ Jesus, and it is through God's commandments that it flows and it impacts lives. Our faith will have us commended by God. Like Abe, who offered up a better sacrifice than his brother, he was commended. So you must be willing to offer to God that which is acceptable, that is, so it can be credited to our account. So when Christ Jesus comes back, we'll be rewarded because we held to the commandments of God. Whatever God spoke, we did. Whatever God spoke and changed our lives, whatever God spoke, we held to. So when we're commanded by God, death will have no hold on. When God commends us for the good things we've done, how we held to his word, we did not sway. See, we did not turn to the left or right. See, God is going to commend us because we held on to his very word. See, when God decides to take us away, we'll be remembered as a person that was commended by God. God worked in our life. Others seen how God worked in our lives. See, we held to the commandments of God. And we did as the Lord's command. In good times and bad times, nowhere did we take a turn. Nowhere did we turn away from God. We held to the commandments of God because we knew they nourished our soul. We knew that they lead us to the cross of Christ Jesus. We knew the commandments of God would lead us into eternal life. Being commended by faith will lead us to this road of riches and fame that we'll nobody is experiencing today. It'll be the promises and abundance of God in our lives. So, Lord, the world will not be worthy of those commended by God. Though we do not see what was promised in all in this life, we know God has something better planned for those who are made perfect in his sight. You got to understand why it's so critical for us to follow the commandments of God. He said it's the measure that he's going to be using for us. How well do we follow the commandments of God? See, it's not something that you and I should take lightly. We have to establish our faith in the commandments of God. It's better that we don't know the commandments of God than for us to turn our back to what God has spoken to us, what we've heard in our churches, what we read in the book of God. We got to hold to the truth of God. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 21. See, we have to follow and do the commandments of God, no matter the cost to our dreams, to our plans, all the things that we thought we was going to do in our life. When the commandments of God get a hold over you, it'll change all that. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 says, it'd have been better for them to not have known the ways of righteousness, didn't have known it, and turned their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. So you must do as God has commanded. So we can have confidence and receive everything that we ask of God. See, Lord, God will bless us, man. He sees that we're walking in the steps of his son, Christ. He sees that we love his word. He sees that we have a fear of God in our hearts. He sees that we're seeking him every day. He sees that we inquire of him about the things we should do. It's going to be better for us. It's the spoken word of God. It's got power in it. We have to follow those commandments of God. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, it will be better. It will be better for us if we just follow the ways of righteousness If we just follow God's commandment, it will be better for us. If we just do as God's commands, so we're going to have confidence and receive everything that God is asking us to do. We must do what God asks, to believe in His Son, to love one another as commanded by God. We must do this. You and I can't hate each other. We can't have nothing against each other. We must do as God commands. We must love one another. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter what country you come from. If you are a Christian, if you've given yourself to Christ, if you've changed to become a child of God, if you've been transformed by the power of Christ Jesus, there's no way we can't love each other. Obeying God's command is to love us, each other, to love one another is very important to our faith. It's got to be at the center of our faith. Love has to be the thing that holds us and binds us together. The love, what God says, if we love God, but we hate our brothers and sisters, we are a liar. We cannot love God who we have not seen and not love our brothers and sisters who we see every day. Struggling, going through the things they're going through every day. We're commanded to obey, to love God and others. So we got at the center of our faith, as the center of us following God's commandments, has to be love. See, the Lord says we must endure patiently. He will keep us from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on this earth. Our faith must lead us into following the commandments of God, to obeying Christ Jesus, to follow in His footsteps. Do we have to be willing, Lord Jesus? We have to be willing to obey God's commandments, even to the point of that we disregard all the religious doctrine and practices we've been taught all our life. We hold to the commandments of God. We need to hold on to the written word of God. We need to hold on to the spoken word of God. We need to stand on the commandments of God, like Peter and John, who said, judge for yourself whether it's right to turn from God or obey mankind. See, like them, we cannot help but to speak what God has commanded us and put into our hearts and not stray away and start speaking things that men say, that all these sayings about God, all these things that God never spoke, God never commanded these things, but we repeat them as if they're the very words of God, but God never commanded that. God never spoke that. We got to have the truth. We got to have God's commandments in our heart and on our lips and on our mind. We can't be speaking sayings of mankind. We have to be willing to obey God over all others. We have to obey in word and the ways of God, placing our faith in Christ Jesus according to revelations revealed, so all nations may believe it. Come on, to obey God, because we walk in the commandments of God. We talk in the commandments of God. We live our lives in the commandments of God. Because we know, oh Jesus, we know God is a just God. He rewards those who take His commandments into their heart and live by them. See, Christ is coming with Him as a reward in His hand. He places faith and He's going to reward us, all of us, because we remain faithful in the commandments of God, following His Son, Christ Jesus. He will reveal to all those who obey and those who disobey the commandments of God. Christ knows the truth about you and I. See, He knows what's hidden. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows what we think about night and day. He knows if we really are holding to the commandments of God or we're not. We must learn of Christ who suffered and was made perfect and became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey God. Christ is the way in which we come to follow and obey the commandments of God. See, all the commandments of God, every promise of God is being fulfilled through Christ Jesus. And He's confirming it in us by working it out in us, by putting His Spirit in us. God is working this stuff out in us, getting us to conform to His commandments, to follow the ways of God. See, it's this very reason you and I have to obey, even to the point of suffering. Not being ashamed, but praising God through Christ Jesus, who brought us into the family of God. So we're ready to obey the gospel of God every day of our lives. We never turn away. We never forsake God. See, we never reject the commandments of God. We put them in our hearts. We obey them, even if it makes us struggle and suffer as we try to break away from this world and put God's command over everything else. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 to 17. So if we follow and obey God's commandments, we'll suffer in the beginning of being faithful and obedient to God. See, because we came out of this world. We're made of this world. So when we take on the commandments of God, it'll start pulling us away and we'll feel like we're suffering because, see, God is separating us from this world. His commandments is separating us from, he said, I set you apart. I bring you out. See, that may feel like suffering to us, but the commandments of God is working in our lives. It's coming alive in us. We're holding and it pulls us out of this world. If we follow and obey God's commandment. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 to 17 says, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for the judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? See, Christ is the atoning sacrifices for our sin and for the sins of this whole world. We come to know the Lord because we obey his commandments. We listen to Christ Jesus. We pay attention to him. Every word that's written in God's word, we read it and we magnify it in our lives and we let it transform and change us so we're in the image of God through Christ Jesus. We're able to follow what God is saying. We're able to comfort him, what God is revealing to us. Because God makes it plain to us. So if we say we know him, but we don't do what he commands, we are lying. The truth is not in us, the word of God. So that's God's word. That's not a made up story. That's 1 John 2:2-4 tells us that listen, you got to do this thing. You got to practice the commandments of God. The commandments of God have to be active in your life. You can't just speak them. They have to be in you. We cannot say that we're a child of God if we don't obey God's commandments. We cannot say we live in Christ Jesus and Christ lives in us unless we obey God's commandments. We cannot say that we have the Spirit of the Lord living on the inside of us if we do not obey God's commandments. We must obey that what has been commanded by God to be a child of God, to be a friend of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So not following and obeying what has been commanded by God is like being instructed on how to fly an airplane. See, but we think we're so smart. So we learn how to take off and we learn how to land. But because we don't want to spend any time being instructed by something and no one, see, because we want to think we're so quick to learn, we don't learn the things about, you know, what happens in the darkness. We don't learn how to get through the rain. We don't learn how to fly through the storm. See, so while we're taking off perfectly and flying, but when the storm comes, when the rain starts coming, the plane starts flipping on us, and we start turning and we don't have any instructions. We don't have any guidance how to keep the plane in the air. See, and not only do we fail, but those who are attached to us fail, and it all come crashing down. Get caught in a storm because we don't have the proper instruction from God how to get through that storm. We get caught in the rain because we don't have the proper instruction how to fly through the rain. See, we're not held to the commandments of God. We're unable to fly the plane. We're unable to get those people who are attached to us, those passengers who are flying through us to safety. We're unable to keep ourselves and others safe. And unfortunately, many times the plane crashes because of a lack of willingness to be instructed, a lack of willingness to learn, just to do the thing that we should do to keep us going, to get us all the way through. All we want to do is take off and have fun and enjoy. But see, when the storm and the rain comes, when we don't have the instructions of God, we don't have the commandments of God to hold on to, we will fall. Lord, help us. It's important that we don't allow ourselves to be disconnected from the commandments of God. It's important that we don't allow following commandments of God to be a burden to us. We must come to love God, to love his son, to love the work of the Spirit, to love the commandments of God, They're beautiful. God said, do not steal. Do not get angry. Do not be hating anybody. Do not commit adultery. You can't be a homosexual. You can't be having sexual immorality. You can't be out here doing these things and think you're following the commandments of God, because commandments of God speak against our lifestyle. Let's come to love as God loves. We're born of God, so we have victory overcoming everything that is this world through our faith. We hold to the commandments of God even when it goes against our lifestyle. See, those who don't follow God's commandments needs to wake up and strengthen what remains, God says. That which is about to die, because our deeds are not complete in the sight of God. We need to finish this thing. We need to get it all the way through. See, that's... We just come to Christ Jesus and we think that's over. But see, that's where the work begins. When we start taking on the commandments of God and we say, oh Lord, I used to steal, God, but now you told me I can't steal. And see, that's a battle in itself. See, I used to curse, God, but now you're telling me I can't curse. See, that's a battle within itself. See, the commandments of God will straighten us out. It'll shape us. God will break us and reform us into the child of God he wants us to be. And we have the commandments of God in our heart, and it'll lead and guide us against those bad things in our life. So we have to obey what we heard from God. We have to obey what we read. We have to repent when we fail to follow the commandments of God. See, if we don't wake up, the Lord will come like a thief in the night, and we don't know what time he's coming. We must have a willingness to obey the commandments of God all the days of our lives. Commandments of God, the Word of God, the Spirit of God, Christ Jesus has to be the most important things in our life. Praise God. What God has commanded cannot be set aside for mankind's ways and rules and theories and about God. God's word must stand. His commandments must stand. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus is the embodiment of what God has commanded of us. In him we can please God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. See, what God has commanded, and so every soul can be saved. See, learning and obeying God's commandment will cause us to change the way we live. As we take on God's commandments into our hearts, our heart will change. We'll change our thinking. It'll change our behavior. See, doing what God commands will challenge the way we live. We have to place our faith in the things of God, in the ways of God, and with the spoken word of God, in his son Christ Jesus, and not in what we think of ourselves, but in every word of God. See, in Christ, our whole life can be changed, so that what we do and how we think pleases God. We follow God's commandments to learn how to please God. We follow God's commandments to learn the will of God. We follow God's commandments to be a follower of Christ Jesus, to love our brothers and sisters, to care for our families, to help those who are in need. See, we follow the commandments of God to change our hearts to be like that of God, full of love, full of compassion, full of justice and righteousness, showing favor and kindness to those who cause us an enemy. Commandments of God are so loving. Let us latch on to the commandments of God. God says we put them on our lips and we talk about them day and night. They have an effect on our lives. They have an effect on those who hear us talk about God's word. There's power in God's word. There's power in the commandments of God. And when we follow out and do all that God says, then you'll be commended because you held to the very word of God. You never turned to the left or right. You stuck the word of God out there in front of your plans, in front of your desires. You held to the word of God beside what you desired, what you wanted out of this life. You held on to God's word all the way to the end, and God will commend you for this. Christ Jesus will reward you for this. God, help us to follow your commands. Put them up on our hearts and on our lip, and God, in our ears, God, and in our minds and our thoughts. God, talk to us about your commandments night and day, God. Help us in prayer that we're faithful unto the commandments of God. May God bless you and guide you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.